We're taking it easy as we stroll out to Queen Creek. Bring Jeremy into the conversation and see how we can help him with his lawn. Welcome to the program, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. How can we help you?
So I bought a house in October and didn't plan on planting any winter grass last year. And being that it's starting to get a little warmer out, minus the last few days, I was starting to think about summer grass. So I was kind of wondering when I should start doing that and kind of the process of going about getting it started.
Are we starting from scratch, Jeremy? I mean, you got a blank canvas, bare dirt?
No, there's some dead grass there and kind of some weeds coming in that I've been kind of pulling as they come in.
Okay. Is there a sprinkler system? I mean, where are we at?
There is.
I'm sorry?
Yes, there is a sprinkler system.
Okay. So we're not going to get in there and just start rototilling and tilling up dirt. You've got the what was maybe a lawn before that you're going to revitalize or redo. How many square feet is it?
I would say it's probably about 15 by 30. So probably about.
So 500 square feet or less, a fairly small lawn, pretty normal by today's standards.
Yes.
You know, you could sod that anytime you want. Our sod companies these days, and have for years, overseed their Bermuda type grasses with a cool season lawn. So, I mean, you could go out there and sod it, and then, you know, when it gets warm, that cool season grass is just going to die off in the TIF or mid iron or whatever the type of hybrid Bermuda grass you're going to have purchased is just going to come up and come back through it. It's just sitting there dormant. So, if you're ready and tired of looking at dead grass and dirt, I would get that thing. The best way to do it is probably just actually the slickest way to do it is to rent a sod cutter. And you literally just go in and skim off that old dead turf, and it gives you a pretty darn smooth grade. You have to do a little raking and work maybe a little organic material in, just kind of rake it in lightly. That way you can kind of mark your sprinkler heads so you don't run any of them over with a flag or something. Scrape that old turf off, get it nice and smooth and level, put a little organic material on it, and just lay that sod, and you're good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Well, enjoy your lawn this summer. Jeremy, we appreciate the call. If you have any questions in the meantime, you can reach us at same number you got us at today, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We had a texter wanting to know how to keep cats out. And there's a product called Go Away from Bonide that's for rabbit, dog, and cat. Now, you have to be careful when you're picking out Go Away because they have it labeled for different animals. They change the ingredients, and sometimes you can mix the two of them if you're trying to keep animals that are labeled for each product out. There's no harm in applying one over the top of the other. There's also a company called Contact that used to make an ultrasonic sensor. Now, it's electronic, so you've always got to make sure that the batteries are working, it's plugged in. And I cannot for the life of me find this Contact because you can find the products on Amazon.com and Walmart, but I cannot find the company anymore. I don't know if they've sold or changed or what, but they've got a number of mechanical deterrents, like the Scarecrow. It's a motion-activated sprinkler that you plug in.
Right.
And again, you've got to constantly be monitoring your 9-volt batteries. And the only way to test it is to walk out there and wave your arms or send your dog out there. But animals learn pretty quick to stay out of the way of its range. Other than traps, have you found any other way?
For cats specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say on the air. Now, that's a tough one because, you know, really trapping them probably is the only way to get rid of them completely if you've got a problem with free-range or feral cats or people not abiding by their responsibilities and keeping their cats contained. You know, there's all kinds of – probably somebody will call and say use mothballs or cayenne pepper or this or that. And I think all of those odor-driven things work. You just have to continually put them out there because they don't last forever. I've had people take little mouse traps and kind of bury them slightly so when they walk, it snaps their little paws and scares them away. And again, those work for a little while till they figure out where they
are. How to navigate them,
that sort of thing. So at the end of the day, probably completely eliminating the cat or the nuisance is probably the only really true effective way to go.
You know, one thing that Amanda had found on Pinterest a couple years ago that has worked good for us is the crates that you get from the nursery with all your flowers in it.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, the flat.
The black plastic flats.
Yep.
When your seeds are started, flip that over, and then they can't dig in your soft soil, and that keeps them away.
Yeah, good point. The sun can get through there, mm-hmm. and they'll still come up till you get them up a little bit. Yep.
Jay Harper, the Farm Choice, thanks for your time this Saturday morning. The APS is in the lobby, and we'll be talking about the rate change that's coming down. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. Dave called in almost 10 minutes ago. He wanted to be the first on the line, and he's holding patiently.
Uh-oh.
Be a fun hour next hour. APS rate change.
You have a second home in the mountains around Prescott, and you're not sure who to call to take care of it or what to do at the point you're ready to do some improvements or some additions or change the layout to meet your accommodations and your living needs? We'll start with renovations. They've been a Rosie on the House certified partner in the Prescott area since we opened there in 2009. It's the only guy we go to for any of our general contracting needs north of Cordis Junction. Give old Tom Riley a call if you've got questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Did you hear something in this hour's broadcast you wanted to listen again or share with someone else who could use the information? It's easy. Go to rosieonthehouse.com and select podcast. Select today's broadcast, and inside, you'll find that each of our 4 hours are broken down into our 4 individual segments, and we include keywords for quick referencing if you're trying to find that one specific topic we talked about. Or click on the podcast link, and the whole hour will be downloaded to your podcast, all at rosieonthehouse.com.